What is up, everyone? How are you guys doing this great, beautiful Christmas, 21st Eve of Christmas? Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. Hey, cuties. Y'all looking... Hey, you looking good today. You hitting the gym, huh? Oh, yeah, you hitting the gym. You on the... Oh, you on... Okay. All right, you on this, like, the supplement side. Okay, I see you. You looking good. You running, too? And you're reading every day? Sheesh. You looking smooth. How's it going? You guys like that? How's it going, guys? Feels good to talk to you guys right now. I think I say that every time, but it feels good to talk to you right now. Sitting down with y'all, just... I feel like... So, to give you a sneak peek to behind the scenes of Kyle Talks... I have, like, white noise that plays in the background, so it, like, sets the vibe for me in, like, my headset while I hear myself talk. It's, like, every time... So, right now, since due to the holidays and stuff, I have... I'll tell you right now. Winter snowstorm white noise. And it shows, like, a tree with, like, snow. So, I'm thinking, like, man, we're just, like, sitting on the porch. We got, like, jackets on, and we're just talking. That's how I view it right now. That's just how I imagine things. Enough about that. How's it going, guys? I'm gonna hit you with again. Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle and we talk. How you guys doing? Hope you're doing good. I hope you're enjoying this holiday season. I'm a big Christmas fan. Huge. The biggest, actually. So Christmas starts for me, day after Halloween kind of vibe. So I love Christmas. It's literally, we're gonna jump into it, but it's literally, I believe, the best time of the year. Like, hands down, you can't change my mind kind of thing. You can change my mind about a lot if presented the right facts, but Christmas being not the best time, you can't happen. Legit, just can't happen. So, I appreciate you guys for listening today. If this is your first time tuning in to Kyle Talks, this is where I talk about society, business, and culture, about what I am learning in the world as I grow up to pursue my own goals and what my version of success is. So the whole point of this podcast is I love talking to people. I love creating community. I love having some kind of connection. I just love people and talking. So I was like, why don't I make a podcast and make it educational and beneficial while also having a conversation? So that's kind of what we're about over here at Kyle Talks. If you're also interested in the economics and finances, well, honestly, we all should be interested in our personal finances. Let's change that. If you spend money or make money, I would recommend you listen to Ficonomy, the show where we talk about the finance, economy, and everything in between and how it affects you. If that's something you're interested in, just to know what it's not going to be. The Ficonomy shows aren't this huge because if I also went to school and graduated with a degree in business and finance. So it's not a place where I just get to throw this crazy, like, vocabulary at you to make finances sound super confusing. Actually, the opposite. I make it, like, super simple because that's how I understand things. I make it super easy and simple, and I pick three topics every week that are pertinent to you and your finances and how you can better yourself financially and just be aware of what's going on. So if you spend money or make money, I definitely recommend you listen to my Ficonomy shows on the weekends. This is the main show here on the podcast. This is the bread and butter of Kyle Talks, and is what we like doing. So I like talking, and I like talking to you guys. Updates before we jump into today's topic. I don't know. Not much, right? Is there any... life is good. I'll be traveling much of December into January, and I still plan to have episodes out for you. Yes, that is right. You heard me. Probably one a week, since I'll be in Fresno, and then I'll be flying, and then I'll be in Indiana until January 9th. So after this episode, if you're thinking about me randomly, which, hey, thanks, I'll probably be in Fresno. Or if you're thinking about me randomly later, like at the end of December, like the 27th, the 30th, January, I'll be in Indiana visiting my wife's wonderful family. So yeah, lots of traveling. As you guys know, I recently went to New York. That was a whole fun thing. And I'm closing the year on my first, on my very first, like, startup job. Like my, I'll call it a, it's not corporate. I wouldn't say we're corporate, but like a big boy job kind of thing. Closing out the first year, physical year. I haven't been there a year yet. I've been there for 6 months, but we're closing out and I'm feeling really good. And I've gotten a lot of value from it. And I'm sure you guys have too. So I've shared my experiences dealing with work and learning on there. But yeah, not much more. And I'm just feeling grateful and thankful. This is getting to the episode topic, but before we jump into today's topic, I do have a segment called Before Opening Show, Boss, where you can send your questions about society, business, culture, startups, how to run a business. By the way, I'm figuring out how to run a business too. We're all learning together. What kind of toothpaste do you use? Why do you use toothpaste? I can smell your breath. You know, stuff, anything, right? And let me preface, when you send your questions, keep this in the back of your mind. I am a young 25-year-old, freshly graduated college person. I am literally figuring life out. I do not come on this podcast or answer these questions to be like some, I know everything, ask me because I'm doing the best. I still have mentors in my life. I still need mentors. I'm figuring out life literally just as much as you are. The reason why I do these is because it creates some kind of communication between us that we get to interact while on the podcast and we get to learn from each other. And that's the big thing, learning from each other and being able to apply different areas of life to different people. I literally learn from you and you learn from me and I literally learn from you. That's kind of the heart behind Boss. So keep that back of your mind. I literally don't have the answers for everything. I'm crazy young, maybe a little dumb, but I'm trying to get over and figure it out. So that's kind of the point for it. Jumping into today's question, I chose it because it is the season of the happy. And I know it can be hard for some families, a little hard for my family because my grandpa, unfortunately, is no longer with us. So I like to keep the mind frame of happy, especially during Christmas. But I'm also, I want to say, for those who are listening and it may not be the happiest due to circumstances, I totally get it, but I'm here for you. Jumping into this question with that in mind, though, from Hannah. Hey, Kyle. Really have been enjoying the pod lately and just want to ask how you always sound so happy. How do you always sound optimistic? Not sure if this is just for the podcast or not, or is just how you naturally come off. Thanks for listening. Oh, like listening to your question? I think that's what you mean. Yeah, it's really short. I want to answer this because it's Christmas and I'm always like kind of super happy with Christmas, and I love Christmas. It's literally, I think, the best thing since sliced bread, like ever, and it's a great thing. So how do I always sound happy? Well, honestly, I think that's just how I was built. I don't know, like, if I'm super honest, I don't know where that would come from. It's just how the good Lord made me. I just feel like I'm not optimistic all the time, right? Like, I would say sometimes my toxic trait can be being so optimistic. Through my 25 years of life, I've definitely had some times where I'm like, I'm a little too optimistic right now, which rarely happens, but there are some circumstances where that's pertinent, I would say. Yeah, there's your word of the day, pertinent. So yeah, I don't know. It's just how I'm like engaged, how I'm built. I literally don't know. It's just how I am. And no, it's not just for the podcast. If I could bring my friends on here right now and be like, hey, tell them, am I like super nice? Or they're like, yeah, this dude's terrible. No, I'm generally happy. Like I would say 8-9 times out of 10, I feel like I'm generally positive most of my life. Most of anything we go through, I always try to look at things. The grass is greener. Because I think personally for me, I'd rather not go through, and everyone's different, right? So if you're not this way, this isn't an attack on you or like, I hope not coming off like that. Cause it's just how I like, for me personally, I'd rather look at things to try at least look in the best way possible because I really don't want to sit there in sad boy hours. But sometimes you got to sit in sad boy hours. It's just how it is, right? Like I'm not denying that. Sometimes you got to do it. And I don't think I do that part enough, sitting in my sad boy hours enough. But yeah. I just feel like that's just how I naturally am. Thanks for the question, Hannah. If you would like to ask me anything about society, business, or culture, or literally anything, go ahead and send your BOSS question to KyleTalksPodcast@gmail.com in the show notes down below. And just make sure you put boss in the subject line. guys, let's jump into why Christmas is the best time of the year. Now, I'm going to use a lot of anecdotal stuff here, okay? I want this episode to be light, funny. I'm not going to take too much of your time because it is the Christmas holidays, but I have to just share my... You hear that? Do you guys hear that? My love... The fire truck just went by. I'll edit it. My love for Christmas. So here's the thing. I think what... And you let me know what you feel, right? Like, this is not just me. We're having a conversation here. So you let me know how you're feeling. So I'm born and raised California. My whole life. Literally born in California. Still in California. As you guys know, I'm in LA today. It's where I live. I literally, like, is just born and raised. And I don't know. I remember being as a kid always seeing, like... You know, like, Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Hey, dun, 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 dun. Can't tell you the rest of that song. If you something's... Okay, anyways. I remember, like, really loving, when I was a kid, Christmas Scooby-Doo movies and Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. It was, like, the vibe of an old grandma, like, making cookies. And there's, like, snow outside. And I think I longed for that so much, because California, as you know, well, at least in the central and south, southern California, it does snow a little bit in northern Cal. So there's that. But generally in California, it doesn't snow. And I remember, like, man, I wish I could just go outside and it's snowing. And I could play in the snow and all the lights. Like, it enticed me at such a young age. And, like the props and decorations and the lights and the decorating. It all got me, literally, from such a young age. I felt like this, like, swelling of... I would walk outside and I would see the lights. And I can see my breath. Seeing your breath when it's so cold in California is, like, the equivalent of having snow. Like, you know, it's winter time and that kind of stuff happens. You know what I mean? Also, when your windshields are frosted over, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I remember going outside as, like, a kid in our little apartment complex, and I used to see little icicles. I used to see, like, little icicles hanging from the apartment complex where we lived when I was a kid. And I was like, man, this is Christmas. This is as much as a California Christmas as you're going to get. You know what I mean? I remember one time, it was Christmas time, and it was really rainy and really cold. And I was maybe in second or third grade. I have a really good memory, surprisingly. And I remember it very vividly. My mom got us ready. She got us in, like, our jackets, making sure we're snug and cozy and whatever. And we go outside, and I was just standing under an icicle looking at it. And it was dark outside, like, the clouds overlapped on each other. You can see there was, like, they are almost like a uniform one kind of shape with different bumps and rounds out and edges on it. And it was raining. It wasn't like a hard rain. It's more of like a medium kind of rain. Not too hard, but definitely you want an umbrella kind of thing in a jacket. And I remember there's, like, you know when you look at a ceiling with water on it and, like, you can see the water pooling at one point and then it drops? There was, like, wasn't an icicle? It wasn't an icicle, but because it doesn't get that cold in California. But I guess it felt like that, right? When I was a kid, I remember just looking at it, like, and watching the water collect at one point and then just drop off. And I remember standing under it and I tried to line up that drop so it would hit my eyeball. Maybe that's why I don't like eye drops today. Who knows? And I remember just, like, feel like my mom was like, stop doing that. You're going to get something nasty in your eye or something like that. And it was just, like, I remember that. And I just remember that was, like, what Christmas feels like for me. And it's, like, nice and cozy. It's rainy. Also, I love dark, rainy days. That's my favorite kind of day. I prefer dark and rainy days over sunshine days literally every time. I just having these memories as a kid. I'm like, oh man, Christmas is so amazing. I don't get this now. I remember as a kid, it was counting down. Oh, today's the 20th. 5 more days till Christmas. Today's the 21st. Yo, 4 more days. It's the 24th. Tomorrow's Christmas. Like, you know, I don't do that today as an adult. I think that's a very kid thing. I think that will also change when I have kids down the road. I think I'll start getting that feeling again of counting down the days. I don't count the days down anymore, but I definitely did as a kid all the time. And it was just like the wonder and seeing. My parents never put Christmas tree presents out. They always put it out the night before. So like hearing them like wrap the presents and stuff like that and then put it under the tree, especially as a kid, was like the best feeling ever. Like hearing them like move all the presents. And then like I, from ages, like literally from birth until about, I want to say 18, 19, before I moved for like college and stuff, it definitely veered, it gotten lower as I've gotten older, that's for sure, but not like where I'm turned off to it. But like I could not sleep the night before Christmas, especially throughout my elementary, middle, and high school. Like for sure. Like if you're a high schooler and you're like, you don't get excited for Christmas, you're lying. I know that for a fact. Like you know, like you're excited. Like you don't want to know what you're getting, kind of thing. Like, and it's like, I literally, guys, I'm not kidding you. I could not fall asleep. I would like be up all my night. There was this one night, right? Get ready. This is big story time. I remember it was one night, me and my brother had just got Nintendo DSs for the first time, like when they just came out. I think we got them for a birthday or something like that. Oh, no. So this was one Christmas we got Nintendo DSs. This was the next Christmas. So we've already had our Nintendo DSs for like a year at this point, right? And I remember one time, like my parents knew me and my brother, Jaden, would not go to sleep. Like we couldn't. So I remember one time me and my brother were up and like we were playing Pokemon on our Nintendo DS. Like, they can't get us, you know, like stupid kid stuff. You think like you're the baddest thing out there, but you're not. It just feels like that as a kid in that moment. And I remember my mom came by one time. We smacked those DSs closed, shoved it under our pillow and acting like we were snoozing. I remember my mom came in one time. She's coming down the hallway in our old apartments and then looked at us and we're just like, and like, you know, I can like sense someone's looking at you, like especially when you're especially when you're asleep, kind of thing, you're like faking to be asleep, like faking it. And I remember one time I came back up and I accidentally turned up my Nintendo DS all the way, and I didn't realize it when I was hiding it from my mom, when we were hiding it. And I remember like the Pokemon music going on, and I turned that thing down and acted like I was asleep, but I put my DS like off to the side so it would look like it just went off like or something like that, and I just like faked like I was sleeping and my mom went away. And dude, I thought, hey, I thought I was the baddest dude alive after that. I thought literally I couldn't be touched. I was literally him at that point. And just that, like, that memory of Christmas and having that, like, I guess the sense of wonder, right? Is that, I think that's where I'm going with this. This sense of wonder and amazement and this general like vibe of Christmas. Like generally a lot more people are happy. That's definitely not the case for everyone. Having family members not be there can make really these holidays really tough. And that's something I'm going through right now. And so I 100% get like, how Christmas can be really, and Thanksgiving too, can be really hard. So I think people get caught up in making Christmas like really happy all the time, which is okay, because that's generally how I like to feel. But also I think we gotta take some time and be like, you know, Christmas is probably not the best time for everyone for certain reasons. I just want to acknowledge that. But generally Christmas, the vibe is a lot more merrier. You know what I mean? A lot jollier, a lot happier. I feel like people are generally more happy, even if they're faking it, you know, kind of thing. It's just like the vibe where you have to look happy kind of things. It's Christmas time and stuff like that. And so I think that's just where I kind of get this idea of like wanting and liking Christmas so much and the gifts and giving people gifts. I was definitely, one of my love languages is receiving gifts. Like that's how I feel like. So, for example, let me shout out Emily. I've been wanting a 65% keyboard for a while. For those uninitiated, you know how a regular keyboard is pretty big and it has like every button you would ever need on there? That's what you call a 100% keyboard. I've been wanting a smaller keyboard with less buttons, and a la, it's called a 65% keyboard because it has 65% of the keys a lot more compact, a lot better for gaming and just typing for me in general. I think I'm transitioning away from full keyboards. I don't like them. Too big. Blech. Personally, I don't like them anymore. Anyways, my wife got me a HyperX, which is a big gaming brand for those who don't know. A HyperX 65% gaming keyboard, and I'm holding it in my hands as I'm talking to you. And this thing is literally dope. I love this gift. She knocked it out of the park with this gift. And she also got me the new Pokemon game. Hey, you know. But yeah, so just like receiving this gift, I think this is my favorite gift she's ever gotten me. I love this keyboard. Not love. I want to use that for like people. I really like this keyboard. I really enjoy it. It's a fantastic keyboard, and she got it for me. So it makes it feel better. Like, I could have bought this and still been just as happy with it. But the fact, like, she went and bought me this keyboard for Christmas. We open our presents early, too, by the way, because we travel with family and stuff. So we have our own little gift exchange for me and her. That's why we are opening our gifts 5 days before Christmas. But it's awesome. I love this keyboard. It's literally the best keyboard ever. And it just makes it so much better that she got it for me, kind of thing. It's the same thing like when I was younger. Has your mom ever made a sandwich, but she made one for her and you the exact same way, but for some reason your mom's sandwich tastes better, kind of thing? That's, you know what I'm talking about? Or like your dad or a cousin or something like that. They make the same exact thing. Like, doesn't have to be your mom, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like a family member or a friend makes the same thing and like theirs tastes better than yours, even though it's the same thing. That's how I feel about this gift. Like, I could have bought it and I could have liked it as much as I've liked it. But the fact she got it for me, it feel like I like it better. Does that make sense? I don't know. Do you relate with that? Let me know, please, if that makes sense at all to you. But that's kind of what I'm getting from this. So, yeah, like I said, I don't want to drag this episode out because it's just very storytelling, very anecdotal. I want to keep it jollier in sake of everything. But yeah, just Christmas to me, I think really, of course, like I said, stated before, I am a Christian. I do believe in God and Jesus. I also like Jesus, if for anyone who's curious, if you look at like scripture, he wasn't born in a winter time. It's like very Americanized to make it look like he's born in winter, but that's a whole different episode I'll let like scholars stick to, but it's not true. Jesus wasn't born, in our beliefs during like the snow and all that. That's not, it's just how it happened to be out here in America. But I just think I like the general, like, I think if I had to sum up everything I've told you and why I think Christmas is the best outside of my personal like stories, I would say just because I feel like the vibe is a little happier. I feel like people are generally nicer, generally, right? And I'm still young and I still have so much life to live, but I just feel like people are generally nicer, people are generally better. And it just feels like a bit like a whole, you know, the whole Christmas thing. Like, you know, when someone says, yeah, the whole, you know what they're talking about. Like the whole like feeling and all that kind of stuff with it and the gifts. I really like giving gifts. Emily is fantastic at giving gifts, actually. I've been coming better at giving gifts because she's so good at it. And it's also a skill. I can tell you this. I'm going to go on a tangent right here for a second. But let me tell you this. There is a gift of giving gifts. Like, people have, like, whatever, that dog in them that lets them buy people for gifts, and they know they're going to love it. Emily, my wife, can look at a gift and be like, oh, yeah, they're going to love the heck out of this gift. She just knows. I don't know how, and I know it's an ability because I don't have that ability. Anyone can look at a gift and be like, oh, yeah, this person would like it, if you know them, right? Like, if you truly know a person, you can look at something and be like, oh, okay, of course they'll like it because they like this. So, or they like the Cowboy football team, so of course they're going to like this Cowboys. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. But for, like, an exceeded gift where, like, my wife, even if she's known you a little bit or have known you forever, she can look at one gift and be like, they're going to love that. And that's an ability because I don't have that, but she 1,000% has that. And I know a lot of people have it. If you're like me and can pick gifts on a very basic level, welcome to the team. That's all I know how to do too. I'm not a great gift giver. I'm not a superb gift giver, but I know people like Emily are super, they're out there. They could just look in a gift and it just, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'll be like, hey, they don't like that. It's weird. I don't know how they do it, what they see, but that is what it is. So, guys, I like Christmas because I just like the general vibe. I feel like people are generally more happy, and I feel like we can kind of use that, especially in what's going on today. I chose that happy question because I feel like things are very negative all the time. I'm talking anything, right? I feel like social media, news, you pick it, it's usually negative. And for me personally, I think it's always good to sit back and realize what's going wrong and what's not. But it's like, we don't have to live suffering. We don't have to live in like the constant reminding ourselves everything is sugar, honey, iced tea outside. I don't think we have to live in that way. And there's some people who do, and they do it by choice or don't. But I just think one of the things that vibes with who I am as a person, really, and how I was built and all that into like Christmas, I think it's like the general vibes of being happy and being merry and wanting to give back to people and show love and appreciation for people. That doesn't mean going out and going bankrupt buying gifts. It's like, hey, this, I saw this and it made me think of you and I love you or I care about you, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's kind of what I like about it. I like the jolliness of it and the showing love to people part of it. I think I really, really enjoy those aspects, but that is why Christmas unequivocally is the best time of the year for me. Let me know if you agree or disagree, or if you think Thanksgiving, Halloween. I know some people who like think Halloween is hands down the best time of the year. Let me get you on the pod if that's you. Let's talk about that. But guys, thank you for listening to my Christmas themed episode today. I hope you had a great time. I'm hoping that you're enjoying your holidays with friends and family. And if you are missing anyone at that family table this holiday season, my thoughts, prayers are with you. It'll be hard, but they're watching you and they're making sure they would want you to live your life. And, I'm with you in that. I know what that feels like. So all love, all blessings. I pray you guys have a great holiday season. You enjoy whatever you celebrate. Merry Christmas. How did I not bring this up? You know, people who get weird about happy holidays, actual boomers, like no one else gets mad about this. Like, I don't know why they talk about this. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. It's all the same to me. Only boomers get mad if you say happy holidays. It just makes me laugh because the memes are A1 during this time of year about that. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Share the podcast. Tag me at Kyle the Horton on Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like to support me financially in any way, though you do not need to, I do have my link to my Patreon down below where you can unlock some custom features for behind the scenes and to support me directly. I would also really appreciate it, even more so than Patreon, if you would review the podcast down below. Go ahead and leave a very nice Christmassy little thing, and I will read it. It'll be a chance to be seen on my Instagram stories when I do review the reviews. Thank you guys so much. Leave a review, share it, have a good time. You are loved and blessed beyond measure, and you are a great person, really. I will see you guys for Ficonomy.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.